Today is the 15th day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. And here we are in the middle of another one of the months that we get to spend together. And what a joy it is to be here together right now where we are, taking the next step forward together. And our next step, of course, begins where our last one left off. And that happens to be in the book of Nehemiah right now. We'll conclude the book of Nehemiah in a few days. But for now, we're picking up where we left off, and that's in the middle of this prayer of confession. All of the people have gathered together, and we began this prayer in yesterday's reading and pick it up today. So today, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 22 through 10, verse 39. You gave them kingdoms and peoples, and you allocated them to every corner of the land. They inherited the land of King Sihon of Heshbon and the land of King Og of Bashan. You multiplied their descendants like the stars of the sky. You brought them to the land you had told their ancestors to enter in order to possess. Their descendants entered and possessed the land. You subdued before them the Canaanites who were the inhabitants of the land. You delivered them into their hand, together with their kings and the peoples of the land, to deal with as they pleased. They captured fortified cities and fertile land. They took possession of houses full of all sorts of good things, wells previously dug, vineyards, olive trees, and fruit trees in abundance. They ate until they were full and grew fat. They enjoyed to the full your great goodness. Nonetheless, they grew disobedient and rebelled against you. They disregarded your law. They killed your prophets who had solemnly admonished them in order to cause them to return to you. They committed atrocious blasphemies. Therefore, you delivered them into the hand of their adversaries who oppressed them. But in the time of their distress, they called to you, and you heard from heaven. In your abundant compassion, you provided them with deliverers to rescue them from their adversaries. Then, when they were at rest again, they went back to doing evil before you. Then you abandoned them to their enemies, and they gained dominion over them. When they again cried out to you, in your compassion you heard from heaven and rescued them time and again. And you solemnly admonished them in order to return them to your law. But they behaved presumptuously and did not obey your commandments. They sinned against your ordinances, those by which an individual, if he obeys them, will live. They boldly turned from you. They rebelled and did not obey. You prolonged your kindness with them for many years, and you solemnly admonished them by your spirit through your prophets. Still, they paid no attention. So you delivered them into the hands of the neighboring peoples. However, due to your abundant mercy, you did not do away with them altogether. You did not abandon them, for you are a merciful and compassionate God. So now, our God, the great, powerful, and awesome God, who keeps covenant fidelity, do not regard as inconsequential all the hardship that has befallen us, our kings, our leaders, our priests, our prophets, our ancestors, and all your people, from the days of the kings of Assyria until this very day. You are righteous with regard to all that has happened to us, for you have acted faithfully. It is we who have been in the wrong. Our kings, our leaders, our priests, and our ancestors have not kept your law. They have not paid attention to your commandments or your testimonies by which you have solemnly admonished them. Even when they were in their kingdom and benefiting from your incredible goodness that you had lavished on them in the spacious and fertile land you had set before them, they did not serve you, nor did they turn from their evil practices. So today, we are slaves. in the very land you gave to our ancestors to eat its fruit and to enjoy its good things, we are slaves. Its abundant produce goes to the kings you have placed over us due to our sins. They rule over our bodies and our livestock as they see fit, and we are in great distress. Because of all this, we are entering into a binding covenant in written form. Our leaders, our Levites, and our priests have affixed their names on the sealed document. On the sealed documents were the following names: Nehemiah the governor, son of Hakaliah, along with Zedekiah, Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Melchijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Maluk, Harim, Merimod, Obadiah, Daniel, Ginnathon, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maatziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. These were the priests. The Levites were as follows: Jeshua, son of Azaniah, Benui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel. Their colleagues were as follows: Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalita, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, and Beninu. The leaders of the people were as follows: Parash, Peyath Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Buni, Asgad, Bibai, Adonijah, Bigvai, Aden, Ater, Ezekiah, Azur, Hodiah, Hashum, Bizai, Harif, Anathoth, Nibai, Magpiash, Meshulam, Hetzir, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Pelatiah, Hanan, Anaya, Oshia, Hananiah, Hashub, Haloesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Measia, Ahaya, Hanan, Enan, Maluk, Harim, and Beana. Now the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the temple attendants, and all those who have separated themselves from the neighboring peoples because of the law of God, along with their wives, their sons, and their daughters, all of whom are able to understand, hereby participate with their colleagues, the town leaders, and enter into a curse and an oath to adhere to the law of God, which was given through Moses, the servant of God, and to obey carefully all the commandments of the Lord our God, along with his ordinances and his statutes. We will not give our daughters in marriage to the neighboring peoples, and we will not take their daughters in marriage for our sons. We will not buy on the Sabbath or on a holy day from the neighboring peoples who bring their wares and all kinds of grain to sell on the Sabbath day. We will let the fields lie fallow every seventh year, and we will cancel every loan. We accept responsibility for fulfilling the commands to give one-third of a shekel each year for the work of the temple of our God, for the loaves of presentation, and for the regular grain offerings and regular burnt offerings, for the Sabbaths, for the new moons, for the appointed meetings, for the holy offerings, for the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the temple of our God. We, the priests, the Levites, and the people have cast lots concerning the wood offerings to bring them to the temple of our God according to our families at the designated times year by year to burn on the altar of the Lord our God, as is written in the law. We also accept responsibility for bringing the first fruits of our land and the first fruits of every fruit tree year by year to the temple of the Lord. We also accept responsibility, as is written in the law, for bringing the firstborn of our sons and our cattle, and the firstborn of our herds and of our flocks to the temple of our God, to the priests who are ministering in the temple of our God. We will also bring the first of our coarse meal, of our contributions, of the fruit of every tree, of new wine, and of olive oil, to the priests at the storerooms of the temple of our God, along with a tenth of the produce of our land to the Levites. For the Levites are the ones who collect the tithe in all the cities where we work. A priest of Aaron's line will be with the Levites when the Levites collect the tithes, and the Levites will bring up a tenth of the tithes to the temple of our God, to the storerooms of the treasury. The Israelites and the Levites will bring the contribution of the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil to the storerooms where the utensils of the sanctuary are kept, and where the priests who minister stay, along with the gatekeepers and the singers. We will not neglect the temple of our God. First Corinthians 9:19-10:13. For since I am free from all, I can make myself a slave to all in order to gain even more people. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to gain the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, to gain those under the law. To those free from the law, I became like one free from the law, though I am not free from God's law, but under the law of Christ, to gain those free from the law. To the weak, I became weak in order to gain the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all means I may save some. I do all these things because of the gospel, so that I can be a participant in it. Do you not know that all the runners in a stadium compete, but only one receives the prize? So run to win. Each competitor must exercise self-control in everything. They do it to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable one. So I do not run uncertainly or box like one who hits only air. Instead, I subdue my body and make it my slave, so that after preaching to others, I myself will not be disqualified. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were all drinking from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But God was not pleased with most of them, for they were cut down in the wilderness. These things happened as examples for us, so that we will not crave evil things as they did. So do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. And let us not be immoral, as some of them were, and 23,000 died in a single day. And let us not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by snakes. And do not complain, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written for our instruction, on whom the ends of the ages have come. So let the one who thinks he is standing be careful that he does not fall. No trial has overtaken you that is not faced by others, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tried beyond what you are able to bear, but with the trial will also provide a way out, so that you may be able to endure it. Psalm 34:1-10. By David, when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, causing the king to send him away. I will praise the Lord at all times. My mouth will continually praise him. I will boast in the Lord. Let the oppressed hear and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his name together. I sought the Lord's help and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant. Do not let your faces be ashamed. The oppressed man cried out and the Lord heard. He saved him from all his troubles. The angel of the Lord camps around the Lord's loyal followers and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the one who takes shelter in him. Fear the Lord, you chosen people of his, for those who fear him lack nothing. Even young lions sometimes lack food and are hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Proverbs 21:13. The one who shuts his ears to the cry of the poor, he too will cry out and will not be answered. Okay, so in 1 Corinthians, Paul's continuing to essentially kind of lay out how he looks at things, how he postures himself in ministry. So yesterday he's dealing with this assumption that he's exploiting the people for his own gain. And he shared that it's honorable and right and good for a servant of God's people to be able to make a living doing the work. It's just the assumption about him was untrue and incorrect. He wasn't doing that, even though there's nothing wrong with it. Today, Paul talked about his freedom, the fact that he was a free man, could do whatever he wanted, but he was finding it meaningful to look at his life as a slave to all people, to humanity. Because looking at the world in that way allowed Paul to revere everybody, no matter where they came from, no matter who they were. Paul said it like this: since I'm free from all, I can make myself a slave to all in order to gain even more people. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to gain the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law to gain those under the law. To those free from the law, I became like one free from the law to gain those free from the law. To the weak, I became weak in order to gain the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all means, I may save some. I do all these things because of the gospel, so that I can be a participant in it. So we're invited and encouraged to look at our own lives and the way that we posture our own selves, so that rather than ranking each other and looking at people as beneath us, we see everyone as an opportunity to reveal God to in some way, big or small. And it's helpful, even though we know this to be true, it's helpful that when we find ourselves in conflict or we find ourselves in some way being condescending or looking down, Jesus loves them. Absolutely, absolutely as much as he loves you. So even though we know this to be true, it's difficult. This is hard. What Paul is talking about is important and revolutionary and would change our entire lives, but it's hard. And Paul acknowledges that. He essentially tells us that the self-discipline that's necessary, the observing of ourselves, the changing of the way that we look at people, requires a level of commitment like that of an athlete who competes. And Paul says those athletes, they train to win. So it's a commitment to this way of life. And it's easy to get off track, and it's easy to get seduced away. And Paul uses examples from the scriptures, stories that we are reading about the ways in which the people fell away. Paul says those stories are examples for us so that we don't repeat. And this will require vigilant awareness. And Paul gives counsel, and I quote, "So let the one who thinks he is standing be careful that he does not fall. No trial has overtaken you that is not faced by others, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tried beyond what you are able to bear. But with the trial will also provide a way out so that you may be able to endure it. What Paul told us today in Corinthians are things that we can actually put to use. They're things we know. We just have to put them into practice. Humbling ourselves so that we can find common ground with whoever we're talking to. Knowing that the interaction is an opportunity to reveal God in some way. This will change the atmosphere of our life. Understanding that this is a discipline that we have to commit to, as an athlete would train their skills, is helpful in acknowledging that this can be difficult and requires vigilance and commitment. We're training to be a certain way. And then, as Paul did, looking at the stories of the past, seeing where those roads lead and determining not to repeat, so that we are aware, that we are vigilant about the things that will pull us in the wrong direction. These are things to live by. And Holy Spirit, come, because left to our own devices, we do not live as we should. We do not even live in a way that is healthy for us. You are the source of life. You know all about it. When every moment, every breath that we take is an unknown for us, we have never been right here, right now, before. And we do not know all that we think that we know about this world or its people. You do. You are the creator and the source of it all. Show us how to live peaceable lives, lives that reveal you in all that we do and say and think. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base, and that is the website. It's where you find out what's happening in and around the global campfire, and so check that out. Check out the different sections, like the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are different resources in different categories in the shop, whether that be for fun or whether that be to take the journey deeper. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop for that. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you humbly. There is a link on the homepage at DailyAudioBible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey everyone, it's your sister, the prayer walker. Though I haven't actually been walking too much at the moment, I just want to give a testimony that prayers on the prayer wall are answered too. On the prayer wall, I'm Secret Place Poet, and I put up a couple of posts regarding my sister's pregnancy, my sister Timmy, and to shorten the story, all through her pregnancy, the doctors were saying that there were issues with blood flow and that the baby was going to be born really small and that he'd have to spend time in the NICU, and that, you know, there are going to be all these different things wrong with him. And he was born on Tuesday, the 1st of August. And glory to God, there was nothing wrong with him. He needed no specialist care. They brought home a healthy baby. A few days later, he had to go back into hospital for some light therapy for his jaundice. But he's home. He's a week old. And both mother and baby are doing well. And I just wanted to give that encouragement that this is a prayerful community, and the prayers of the saints are heard by God. So I'm just grateful to all of you guys. I also just want to let you guys know, Junk to Treasure, Lisa the Encourager, Jackson, Blind Tony, I'm praying for you all, and of course the Harden family. So those are the names I've mentioned, but God bless you all, and may he continue to encourage and uplift you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, DAB family. This is Diana from Florida, and I want to pray for God's Tree. She was praying for a minister and his wife, whom have lost their two daughters to social services due to some accidents that have occurred. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up this minister and his wife and their two daughters to you. Father God, these little girls are disoriented. They have been placed in social services and they are scared and want to be back with their parents. I pray, O Lord God, that right where they are, those two girls would be comforted, O Lord, and that in the name of Jesus, the caretakers whom have them currently, O Lord, would treat them with love, dignity, and respect as the decisions that need to be made are made in this particular case. I also pray, O Lord God, that the truth would be exposed. Oh Father, if this minister and his wife have been nothing but responsible and loving parents to those children, I pray, Father God, that the truth would come out, oh Lord God, and that in the name of Jesus, all lies of the enemy would be dispelled in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. I pray, oh Lord, that they would recognize that the bruising on her body, on the last little daughter's body, is due to the CPR that happened, and that the hits on the head from her older sister to her younger was due to the fact that they were playing, and I guess there was an accident that occurred with the tablet. And so, Lord, I pray that these things would be come to the light, and that in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, they would be vindicated. And Father God, if not, if there's something else going on, please bring it to light, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name.
Good morning, Dab family. This is Simone calling in from Texas, and this call is for winter. Sweet girl, I just want to say to you that the race is not for the swift. It is for the strong. So try not to be as bogged down with others' thoughts, feelings, and opinions of you. But aside from that, let's go ahead and pray. Father God, on today, we come boldly, God, boldly before your throne of grace, Lord God, thanking you for breathing life into us for yet another day. God, on today, I want to lift up my sister Winter, Father God. Your word, Lord God, says that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. And there's a reason that scripture says a sound mind. So, Father God, right now, I speak a sound mind over Winter in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, right now, that based on your word that says where two or more are gathered together, there you are also, Lord God. So I ask that you will pour out your spirit over Winter, Father God, and give her peace in her mind, Lord God. Give her a sound mind, Jesus, and allow her to be able to stand. Be able to stand, Father God. So we thank you right now for a spirit of love, peace, joy, and a sound mind for Winter, Lord God. I thank you that your presence is always with her. I thank you for loving her. I thank you that right now you are wrapping your loving arms around her, Lord God, and giving her the soundness of mind, the love, joy, and peace that she needs in this season of her life. So we thank you, Father God, for being an omnipotent God, and we thank you for your grace and your love and your mercy. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Mark Street from Sydney, Australia, and today is Thursday the 10th, and I just finished listening to the 9th podcast, and I heard Elizabeth Sherry, you're in so much pain with your feet, and I really empathise with you because I do have a little bit of neuropathy because of diabetes, and I could not imagine how much more you're suffering. So there's nothing more I can humanly say. So let me just go to prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we lift up our dear sister, my little Cherie, to you, Lord. Lord, you know how much she loves you. Lord, we know that you can miraculously heal, Lord. And if it's not your plan to heal at this moment, take away the suffering and the pain for her as well, Lord. But we know, or send her to the right doctor, send her to the right treatment, Lord. Lord, it's so hard to focus when we're in pain, Lord, and to focus on you, Lord. It's hard, Lord. So please, Lord, we ask in your name. I love you, little Cherie, and praying for you, and thank you for your such dedication to this community, to Mark Street from Sydney, Australia. Bye.